Oopsie whoopsie. It's the news according to me. Well, it is Monday morning. Monday, June 20th. Not Juneteenth anymore. Can't call it Juneteenth anymore because the teenths are over. That's over with now. As 2022, Monday, June 20th, 7:09 a.m. in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. That's early. I've been up since 5:35. First time I looked at the clock this morning, 5:35. That's just, I didn't know there was one, but there is. Nonetheless, I have in my cup. You know, you guys, a couple shows ago, was it last show or the show before that? I had a little montage of how my morning usually goes. So you guys know what I'm doing. I'm at my home studio this morning. I was home all weekend, believe it or not. I get to be home this next weekend, too, as far as I know. And I think the weekend after that. It's bizarre. It's bizarre. It's a bizarre world I live in right now. I ended up having a pretty good weekend. I got a lot done around the house. Pretty much nonstop, sun up to sundown, just kind of tinkering around the house. I did get to go to the boat yesterday, which I had, you know, if any of you have ever owned a boat, you know that the list of to-do items, the best thing to do is to not do anything on the to-do list. Because once you start doing things on the to-do list, you find other things to do, and the to-do list actually gets longer. For every one thing you do, there's at least three things that you see that goes on the list. So it's just best not to even have a list. So whenever you see something and you feel like it, just do it. And then when you don't feel like it, just don't worry about it. Because you'll forget about it that way. And then you really don't realize there's anything to do. So then you can enjoy the boat. But not me. No. Took off the old solar panels, put the new ones on, which I'm really glad I did. But that turned out to be a long job, and it's still not quite done the way I want it to be done. So then it stays on the to-do list. It's not on the to-done list. It's on the being done list. Nonetheless, it's still to do. So anyway, the most important thing this morning, of course, you know, by the end of my morning routine is the filling of the cup, the all-important ceremonial filling of the cup. So you need to know what's in my cup. I have a little cup here. Well, look at that. I love it when I put sugar in my tea, and I have a little bit of sugar around the rim there. It's kind of, yeah, that's good. Yeah, this little sweet, little sweetens that little sip there. My wife got me this tea. It's peach mango tea. It's in a tea bag type thing. I'm not sure I agree with the flavor. It's kind of sort of peachy and mango-y, but it's not, doesn't taste like peach mango V8 Fusion. Let's just put it that way, which, by the way, my wife was able to pick up. She scored about four of those bottles for me of peach mango. Now, it doesn't say V8 Fusion anymore on the bottle. It just says V8 100% juice, whatever, peach mango. Now, there's a splash. I don't like that one. That one's like 5% juice or something. It's rest of it's all high fructose corn syrup. And they still have the V8 Fusion energy drink in the little cans, which I like that stuff too. But that reminds me more of the original V8 Fusion. But I guess it has some caffeine in it a little bit. So I don't know. This other stuff doesn't. Nonetheless, in my cup this morning is this peach mango tea with a little bit of sugar. I don't like to put honey in with flavored tea. I probably could. Maybe that would make it better. I don't know. I should probably try it. Typically, it doesn't help. It just usually kind of bungles up the flavor. So I don't know. We'll see. And then, of course, I usually put in a little bit of coconut oil, but I didn't do that this morning. But here we are. This is the news according to me, and welcome aboard. This is your one-stop shop where I fill you in and bring you up to speed on all the news that is the news that you need to know, or that you need to know that you don't need to know, stuff that you probably could live without, but you still want to listen to whatever it is, and to know, just to know that you're informed, but that it does absolutely nothing for you. There's some interesting things happening here. I guess Matt Gaetz found out that something about the IRS has spent this year, I believe, just this year, or within the last year. I don't know. Or maybe it was just last year. I don't know. They spent, I think it was just this year, almost $750,000 in ammunition. Now, this is not the first time this has happened. I saw some pundits get kind of wacko about this. What's the IRS spending? Now, you have to understand, the IRS does not have, they're not supposed to have armed service personnel. They do not have an enforcement division, like the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, or BTAFE. Yeah, there's something else after that. The used to be just the BTF, then it was the BTFE, and now it's something else. ATBBFE plus plus QII, whatever. See, you notice the parallel there. One of the things I want to talk about is about the, speaking of parallels, is the parallel of everything going on in the world right now with the, how interesting it is that timing wise, all the Western cultured modern world countries supposedly are all having kind of the same thing happening policy wise, as well as just in terms of general societal issues. Now, there's a reason for some of that. There's also a reason, there's a reason for all of it, but there's a reason, a natural reason for some of that. There's an unnatural reason for some of it as well. So we will get into the conspiratorial thing a little bit. Boy, I wish I was at the office right now, because I have a better one. I have a little soundbite thing that I could play right now. I don't have it on this one, so. But I do have this one. This is, you know, when you're thinking about the news, you know, this is one of the most important statements I think made in our culture during the election season of this last election season. So we'll see what happens here with this little thing. See if you can relate to where we're at here.
Play the radio. Make sure the television, excuse me, make sure you have the record player on at night.
Yeah. He was talking about kids there with that one too, by the way. That was something that was kind of weird. That's what was weird about that one. But nonetheless, speaking of Joe, everybody's all hopped up on this whole, speaking of hopping, the everybody's all excited about this Joe falling down thing. Now, it appears to me, he pulled up to talk to some people. He's riding his bike, stops on his bike, which I know drives the Secret Service nuts, or at least it used to. I don't think it drives Secret Service's nuts now anymore with this president. But it's like, oh, here he goes again. He's not, you know, nobody's going to get rid of this guy. They're not going to off him. The problem is he's going to off himself. They're more worried about protecting him from hurting himself than they are from somebody else hurting him. I wonder if they're required to. I won't get into that. So during this whole thing, you know, he falls down, and of course everybody jumps in and tries to help him up. And of course, the Secret Service pushes everybody back. So now you got this old man falling on the floor, on the ground, and people are right there to help him. Secret Service isn't helping him. They're keeping people away from helping him, so he's still wallowing around on the ground. This just makes all the sense in the world. Now, again, you know, there are certain things that happen that I believe that God, there's the book, The Harbinger, I think it was The Harbinger, talks about this a little bit. I think it was Jonathan Cahn. Jonathan Cahn. I think his name's Cahn. He, interesting how he, things like this happen. And it's kind of like God is saying something to us, or it's a speaking of things that for those who are able to see, it's being spelled out right in front of us. Now, Joe initially was, you know, everybody plays this whole video of Joe going up the steps and he falls. Going up steps. Not unusual. People fall going up steps. It does happen. He fell three times. Right in a row. And each time he went down a little further. Now, the number three is significant. But now there have been three incidences where he has fallen. All of them on different, in different modes of doing things. The most recent one was on a bicycle. Now, it looks to me like he pulls up. What's weird about this? He pulls up, puts his foot down. He's standing there like normal. It looks like he's about to put his other foot down on the other side, and his foot seems to get caught on the pedal or something. Or maybe he thought his foot was off the pedal. And as he puts his weight down, of course, the bike just goes off to the right side. There's nothing to stop him. His leg isn't there to stop him. It's on the pedal. So whether or not his foot got caught on the pedal or whatever happened there, which I'm not going to – this happens to the best of us, folks. As you can tell, it probably has happened. Maybe it's happened to even, you know, your host. Or you've fallen down on your bike as a grown man. Almost to the point where it looks like you need training wheels. And it looks ridiculous and pathetic. Yes, that's the way it looked. And that's the way it looked when I did it. Now, granted, I was trying out these clip-in shoes things. I was not used to the clip-in shoes. I pulled up and went to stop, and I went to put my foot down and realized my foot is clipped in. I realized a little too late. By the time I figured it out, I was going over and there was nothing to stop me other than my body. So I just kind of mushed into the ground. Fortunately, it was in grass. So I fell off the sidewalk into the grass. This is a long time ago. But that was all I needed to know about clipped in shoes. I was at that point, I was like, this is just not for me. I mean, I'm sure I could get used to it and get, you know, figure it out. But I just didn't, it just wasn't comfortable for me. Especially all those people watching me fall down. That wasn't comfortable at all. And, you know, at that age, my ego was more important than, you know, my breaking an arm. I had a, which is kind of unusual. You know, here's the weird thing about this. He was spotted, Sky News Australia came up with this little clip of him coming down some steps or something, and somebody asked him, "How are you doing, Mr. President? You know, how are you feeling?" You know, after his tumble, it was kind of like the first time he was seen since the bike incident. And he kind of does this weird little hop, skip, and jumpy weird thing, which looked more ridiculous than the falling down on a bike, to show that he was okay. Well, your legs didn't take the brunt of the fall. I'm more concerned about his right arm and his neck and his back. Now, he always does this stuff where he'll jog around and act like he's I'm Mr. Fit. I'm young guy. I'll take you on. Listen, fat. We'll take on. I'll take you on with push-ups right now. That's somehow going to win the argument. This guy gets up and challenges him. A Democrat in a town hall meeting gets up and challenges him about something. And he's a big guy. And he calls the guy fat and challenges him to do push-ups. He injects this kind of stuff into the debate. Now, I don't know that Donald Trump ever did any of that. Not that I like to play this, you know, us and them, you know, tit for tat thing. But this one applies. This is, again, I try to hold back from pointing out the hypocrisy on the left, because that is who they are. There's no scruple about that. They have nothing that holds them back from that. They don't. Harry Reid is a perfect example of this. He came out and insinuated and implied on the Senate floor that Mitt Romney had not paid his taxes in 11 years, or however many years it was. It was 10 years. And he just made the insinuation and then just walked off, basically. Just, it's like, let's just drop this bomb there and walk off. After the election, he was confronted about that. Well, you know, had he paid his taxes? Well, he didn't win. Because the end justified the means. Coming out and making the accusation was all he needed. And he never, 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 to this day, he has never apologized to Mitt Romney or anyone else in the country for saying what he said. This epitomizes the actions these people will take because they believe their agenda is so important. Now, think about this. Speaking of this, the left thinks that their agenda is so important, and they have to champion the cause of brown people, of immigrants, of the oppressed. Which, you know, the government is the one oppressing them, but that's, I digress from that. Keeps them in this lower class society thing and acts like they're the ones who are going to help them out. They're going to give them all the money. They're going to give them a check. Not going to give them an opportunity. They're just going to give them money. They're buying them off. They do it with all of us. All in the name of, look how the government's helping you, so you got to keep this government going. That's how important the government is for you. And look at what we did for you when we were in charge of the government. We gave you a check. Oh, we better vote for you. All the while, how many people do you see at the top of the DNC right now who are in, quote, power? The Democrat National Committee, right, by the way, not the Democratic. Democratic is a process. I get on these soapboxes and I say the same thing every time, but it's the Democrat Party. So the Democrat Party, at the top of the Democrat Party, who is there? You have your Hillary Clinton. You've got Joe Biden. Kamala is on the outs now with the administration. Even people on the left who are of her same ethnic group, if you want to call it that. She talks about sitting around the Kwanzaa tree when she was younger, celebrating Kwanzaa with her family. Now, granted, at a time, think about this, at a time when Kwanzaa was not even known by most Americans at the time. It was when she was a child crying for freedom. She stole that story too. Like as if nobody's paying attention to any of this. And she gets away with it because she knows most of her voters probably don't pay attention to any of this. Because they don't have time to pay attention to any of this. They just listen to the sound bites and they get on with their lives and have to work. But see, for those of you who are working, that's why I'm here, to fill you in on all this. Because you don't have to waste your time listening to all this stuff. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to waste my time to tell you what all this stuff is that you don't need to know. What's going on? So it's interesting that she's kind of now on the outs of all the stuff that's going on. But yet there's like these two camps. Of course, now she doesn't have anybody in her camp that wants to stay either because they keep leaving. It's an interesting dilemma that we have right now. So here's the other part of some of this. Now, with Joe falling down and everything that's happened, there's all this other stuff that's going on. And here's When you look around at all the different nations in the Western world in particular, but most nations in general, because now everybody's gone through this whole, the last 2 years have been nothing but this pandemic thing. And it's all been a lot of just a lot of push and shove, arguing one side or the other, vaccinations, not, you know, unvaxxed, shutdowns, lockdowns. Some, you have to realize there are some parts of the world right now that are still locked down. Australia still has a lot of things in place restricting businesses and travel. There are other countries that do as well, but now all of a sudden we don't hear much about, you know, the death ticker, the death clock ticker thing, that little counter. Now, mark my word, they will do something before the election, whether it's a resurgence. There is a little bit of a resurgence of Delta, actually, has come back a little bit. We're on BA4 and BA5, which is the strain of Omicron that apparently has developed what's called immune escape. And what's happening here is that it's now being transmitted via people who have been vaccinated and or have had COVID. In other words, people who are vaccinated and have had COVID are not susceptible to it. However, it is able to travel now and be transmitted by them. So anybody who's not had it or been vaccinated could potentially catch it because people are carrying it around now. Now, that's only going to last so long. That's not, unless it mutates again, these strains are not going to last very long. And has the, Dr. John Campbell was saying, have the symptoms gotten worse? No, that it's not. We are now in a point where it's endemic. It's going to be around a while. Vaccines really obviously don't do anything other than potentially lower the, now it's questionable whether that even works with Omicron. They're saying now that the vaccination doesn't really actually reduce symptoms. So, again, the point is, why vaccinate at this point? Unless you have some kind of immuno thing. It's a crapshoot at this point whether or not the vaccines, they really haven't found a study where the vaccines show any kind of resistance or, I should say, diminishing of symptoms with Omicron. That's the problem they're having right now. So, and it's debatable. I mean, you could argue either way. The problem is there's no statistics on it. And the statistics don't look good in terms of its efficacy, effectiveness. I'm just saying, you can argue with me all you want, but once you look at the data, and I had people arguing with me initially about the whole vaccine thing. I was like, the vaccine is not protecting the way they said. People would jump in my face and tell me, no, it's 99%. It's whatever. They had all these weird numbers they would throw out. I was like, what study are you talking about? That's what they didn't have a study. This is what the pharmaceutical companies were putting out. So the CDC was saying exactly what the pharmaceutical companies were putting out because they didn't have any information themselves. They didn't have any data. This was just a few months after the vaccine was put out. And all of a sudden, they had all this data that wasn't there. But it was obvious what was happening. I mean, if all you had to do was look at the numbers, but they didn't want to accept the numbers initially because they just had to believe that this vaccine was going to be to do its thing. And everybody was saying, now it did reduce symptoms initially with the initial strain and also with Delta apparently, but not to the degree that we. It didn't inoculate anybody. It didn't shut down the whole thing. So after billions and billions of dollars were spent, after billions of dollars were lost in businesses for being shut down, after all this stuff happens, and all this, these people getting lost in you lose all these individuals because of mandatory vaccinations. And all of a sudden, we find out now that it's not as effective as we thought. You had news reporters coming out and emphatically stating, you get the vaccine, you don't have the virus. You stop it right there. It stops. It ends right there. You won't get, our president was saying, after you get this vaccine, you won't get the virus. And that flew in the face of everything we were seeing with our eyes. This is just the typical example of everything that they do is just, they say one thing. Oh, this, we're in a very good position historically to fight inflation right now. Well, so what are you doing? Well, we're in a good position. We positioned ourselves really good to fight it. Okay. So what are you doing to fight it? We got every tool at our disposal. We're using every tool. What can you name? Like maybe the top two or three tools you got there? Every tool. We're not topping anything. They're just they're all the same tools. They're all equal. We're using Juneteenth, and we're going to use anything else we can do to help. Right? It's racist. You're racist. You're a racist for asking the question. Sorry. Next question. So, all this is going on now. All this stuff's happening around the world at the same time now. So we have a shooting here in the States, but there's still some bizarre stuff coming out from this thing. Which I'm not a conspiracy theory. These were real people. This was a real incident. Okay, don't get me wrong here. And BCP made this point as well. Black Conservative Patriot. A guy who, he open source news on YouTube. He's Black Conservative Patriot. They call him BCP. I think his real name is Trey. We'll go with that. I'm like the president. I can whisper in the microphone. Pay them more. So it's one of those things where there's just some bizarre reports coming out. They're using some weird things to shut down. Information about the shooter, and it's just, there's just some strange things there going on. One of it, I think the police department itself, I think, is trying to cover for itself before it in action. But there's more going on there than what we're being told. And I think that they're, because it's become such a politically used event, this is just like the George Floyd thing. All of a sudden it became a political icon. It was being used by politicians and by others to start this mass movement. And I think in the midst of that, the truth got lost somewhere in there as to why he actually, I won't get into that. This guy's been made out to be some innocent saint. It just happened to be hanging out, and the police, came and killed him. Hunted him down like a dog, as Maxine Waters would say. I don't think that's exactly the way it went down. But that's the way it's being portrayed. That's the attitude with which it's being portrayed. Which is just false, and it's just, what is most aggravating for me is that just, truth be damned, we're going to go after our narrative, because that's more important, because, again, the end justifies means. Apparently, I don't know what happened here. I want to check in on this. In fact, I was going to start clicking on some things here to find out. I got an email this morning. It's something about, I think it was from the Epic Times, or it might have been from Reliable News Now. Thousands of flight cancellations and delays caused Buttigieg's call for more staff. Huh. So now they're going to move, apparently they're going to bus more people further into America. The border people, the border crossers. The food shortage thing is getting real. we're heading down a slope that is really hard to climb back out of or to change the trajectory on. The higher diesel prices, there's an article here that says higher diesel prices may prevent farm harvesting and add to food shortages. This is happening all over the world. What's weird about this is that there's no nation that's immune to this food shortage thing. Every place is having these issues. And it's not all based on fuel. However, the fuel prices all over the world are going up. Supposedly, Joe's excuse or Joe's, positive look on this thing is that we're not having as high of inflation as all the other countries are. Well, that's because of the way we count the numbers. If you look at the actual numbers and the way we used to count them and the way other countries still count them, we would be in the top three with inflation. There's also something called shrinkflation, which is like when you go to buy a bag of potato chips and they'll put like, they put 16 ounces of potato chips in a little bag. But now they put 14 in there, but it's the same size bag. And they don't tell you that they changed the size of they put the print on the bottom says 14 ounces instead of 16 ounces, but they don't tell you that up front. New larger size bag, more space for your chips. They won't tell you that, but the price stays the same. This is called shrinkflation, and that's what's happening as well. They're trying to fight prices. Eating out, apparently, most dining establishments who like chains and food stores are making cost-cutting efforts to try to keep the prices from going up so high so consumers don't find it. That way they'll still keep coming out to eat. So you won't feel it there as much as it is, but they're actually tightening their belts there as well. Now, I don't understand this teachers union endorsement. I'm not sure what that's about. However, there was this one article that said that Texas had just passed a resolution. I don't know if it was just part of their, if it was like their House, not their Senate, or just part, or if they actually passed it and the governor signed it. The article, maybe I can find this thing. It was, here it is. More GOP, Texas GOP passes resolution. I don't, this is just the GOP down there. Resolution declaring Biden, quote, not legitimately elected, end quote. I guess this was just the GOP, the grand old party. That just like that side, that wing of the, it's not a political, it's not the actual government, I guess, that passed this. It's just the political party in Texas that passed it. At least that's the way I'm understanding it at this point. Which is extremely interesting when you look at it this way. Now, keep in mind, back in 2005, since the George Bush election, well, even before that, there have been people on the left who have condemned and rejected and cried foul and said that the elections were rigged or they were illegitimate. We had an illegitimate president in the White House. George Bush was one. I believe Ronald Reagan, I think they were screaming about that in the first election, for me, it was the second election. When Jimmy Carter lost to Ronald Reagan, everybody knew that they knew that the whole country was upset. After that, I think when Bill Clinton initially got elected, it was in 92, I think. I think the machine started going into place at that time. So here's what ended up happening, I think, in the process. The machine, you know, he was in office for 8 years. The machine was established. Now, it wasn't established good enough in all areas. Of course, they've always wanted the popular vote thing to happen. To get rid of the Electoral College, make it the popular vote. No. This is a no. And there are very good reasons for it, not just There's just very good reasons for it. It just, then you federalize everything, and all you have to do is, it's just, the cheating becomes much easier, much like early voting and mail-in ballots. Now, what the January 6th commission keeps, they reiterate all these talking points all the time. They're always talking about, well, Joe Biden was legitimately elected, and Donald Trump didn't want to accept that, and he was asking Mike Pence to change the winner of the election on January 6th. That's not what he was asking Mike Pence to do. The main thing he was asking Mike Pence to do was to send back the ballots, because, like in Pennsylvania, election law was established illegally. They changed the election laws illegally. They didn't do it by legislation. They did it by just government overstepping certain entities of the government, overstepping their powers. This happened in Pennsylvania, Georgia, as well as a couple other states, where they just changed election law. Like Wisconsin was one. They just don't, you know, just weird stuff. And so it basically says, well, it was because we were in a pandemic. The pandemic is a perfect example of why we have an electoral college. So that this kind of stuff can't be done. It is there to protect us from the shenanigans, if you will, that being perpetrated in just a couple of areas. But this was more than a couple, so it's interesting that that they would pass this resolution, or they would have this kind of thing happen. That the Republican Party would specifically say this out loud and actually have a resolution that they would pass on this. But I digress. So what we have at the moment now is, I have to have a kind of a short show this morning, because I do have to catch a flight this morning. I've got some flying around the country to do this for the next couple of days. Tomorrow morning will be a really tricky one to try to get a show in. I think I will be able to do it, but again, it's going to be probably about a 30-minute long show, because I just can't get up that early. I have to be on a flight again tomorrow morning. I end up in Springfield, Illinois tomorrow night, and then I will be home. Actually, I'll be home early enough, I think, on Wednesday, to have a late morning show. What I might end up doing on Wednesday, actually, the way things are looking right now, the way it's panning out, I probably am going to have a live show on Wednesday from the International Studios here in Indiana. But we'll see how that all goes. Next couple of days are going to be really busy. Tomorrow may not be a show. Let's just put it that way. May not be a show unless it's a late night show tomorrow night. Or I might have a late night show tonight that I post tomorrow. What I might do is do a late night show tonight and post it tomorrow. I might do that. We'll see how that works out. I hate doing that, because I feel like it's not fresh. It's not fresh news. It's not fresh off the presses in the morning, which usually it's usually the same stuff that they were putting out at night. So we'll see how it goes. So there you are. I've got to close this, because if I keep that open, it's going to do weird things. Chai comes, learn a lesson from Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Yes, weird, strange stuff going on around the world. And, I think we need to be aware of what's happening, what's being said. Take a step back occasionally and just see if you can, you know, recognize this stuff. Now, you would say, some would say, well, there's a you're a conspiracy theorist, or you think there's a conspiracy. Well, there is a conspiracy, and I know who's behind it all. At least I know who's the spirit behind it all. I do not know who the actual individuals are who are instigating some of these things, but somebody's pulling the strings on us stuff. Now, the whole term Build Back Better was not just a thing, and was not just a Joe Biden campaign slogan. That was being spoken of by all leaders, the socialist leaders around the country, around the world, I'm sorry, that were a part of this whole thing. This whole Build Back Better thing was a worldwide, and there were some people involved in the WHO, as well as the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, were all, anybody who was interviewed from those places, were all kind of talking about this Build Back Better idea and the Great Reset, which of course was, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. That's a conspiracy. You're just, well, they were all saying, it wasn't conspiracy. They were saying it. Again, this is just them, you know, anytime, no, oh, no, bats didn't come from the Wuhan lab. That's a conspiracy. You're canceled. Now, if you say anything else besides that, then you're canceled because that's... This is the problem with truth not being important. It's all about emotions and feelings and what we feel like is important to say at the moment. But I digress. It is Monday morning, and that's kind of your news for this morning. That's what's been going on all over the weekend that you need to know. There's a lot of things happening still. I mean, by the time you talk about the border, talk about gas prices, inflation, food shortages, food itself, schools, gun control. What topic you want to talk about that's not getting out of control here? That's out of whack. Joe falling down on his bicycle. We have a big week ahead of us here, folks. I think that there's going to be some interesting things happen. I do believe that the Supreme Court is going to come out with a statement here soon, and that's going to be a big deal. So pray for our nation. Thanks for listening. God bless, and have a great week. Have a great day and a great week. Take care.